This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already in the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast, I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates from New York to Florida to Rhode Island and Northern California to Texas and Colorado and you name it. The websites are Infowars.com and net, and we're on the shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. We have Dr. Dennis Cuddy, an incredible author, an incredible researcher, and exposing the New World Order for many years. We've got a lot of callers who want to talk to him. We're about to go to Ted and others. But first off, Dr. Cuddy, how do folks get your books? What books do you recommend? I've read several of them. They're excellent.
Well, most of them can be obtained from toll-free number 888-891-3300. That's 888-891-3300. And the reason I was glad you asked the listeners to your program, who are sizable in number, to have a pencil ready is, even if you can't buy that book yourself, you should at least, at the very least, everybody listening can look at that book for free by simply asking your local public library to purchase it for you. Then you can check it out. So it's important to jot that number down. And among the books are the most recent, just out, is called Cover Up. And I want to give a brief comment about the relevance to that today. It regards September 11th, the war with Iraq, Iraq and our vanishing constitutional rights. Before that was one called September 11th, Prior Knowledge. Prior to that is The Globalists, The Power Elite Exposed, the term Alex has been using. Prior to that, Secret Records Revealed. It's about Cecil Rhodes and Rhodes Scholars and so on, plan to take over the world. And before that, one called Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order, which sort of encapsulates those two concepts when they were first brought to our attention.
And by the way, there's going to be more terror. I mean, this is so convenient for him. First, Bin Laden got to get him, then forget about him. Now it's Saddam. Okay, Saddam's gone. Now Bin Laden's back. All these convenient bombings, legitimizing everything, and it comes out that the Carlyle Group owned the company that got bombed, and it turns out it was a quote, London Times, they're saying that it was a quote, CIA front. I mean, this stinks to high heaven.
Well, there's a lot of, my sort of subtitle on this latest book is about connecting the dots, and two quick points here. What you just said, the quotes that you referred to, London Times and so forth, there's a lot of these key people showing up at key places. For example, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has been talking about the axis of evil and we've got to get tough on North Korea and so on. And what some of your listeners may not be aware of is that in 2000, the year 2000, he was on the board of a Zurich-based energy company, ABB, right, which sold two light water nuclear reactors to North Korea. So, you know, to what extent are we going to hold Rumsfeld accountable? And quickly, that hooks up with your last caller, where he's talking about no one pays or is accountable. And then what you just said about distractions, because whether it's if there's an educational problem, we'll form this committee, blah, blah, blah. What they do is you have the 9/11 attack. People start saying, well, why didn't you prevent it? You failed to prevent it. They say, oh, but now we've got this war on terrorism, but that's occupying our time. But now you find out just a week ago, Senator Bob Graham, head of the Intelligence Committee, was saying on Face the Nation, quote, I think what they, the administration, are shooting at is to cover up the failures that occurred before September 11th. Bob Schieffer says, are you accusing them of a cover-up? He says, yes, that's exactly right. And when we get back from the break, I'll tell you about my phone call to Newsweek.
And that's what they do. They roll us from crisis to crisis where we can't even, by the time we've exposed one thing, they moved on to five others. They've got us up against the ropes, just slamming us. And you got Pearl running around giving speeches of how to make money off war. You got Cheney making all these billions off. It's incredible. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and call them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Harassing the lies and disinformation, defending my family, defending my country. I know about the crimes of the globalists. They're public, thousands of them. But they tell us they're the authorities and we shouldn't ask questions and they're going to run our lives. I say no to that. Got Dr. Cuddy for another 20 minutes or so. I know that he just had surgery. Appreciate him coming on with us. Before we go any further, let's give the number out for your books and let's give an address out or give websites out. We forgot to do that last segment.
Well, the number on the books was the toll-free number, 888-891-3300, 888-891-3300. And there's a couple of articles on WorldNet Daily. If you just go on there, there's a little box that says search. You can type in the name Cuddy. And also on www.newsnews.com. They have a particular site on the left side that says New World Order. You click on there and additional articles, and up will come an addendum to my new book, Cover-Up, that'll actually give most of the recent information.
What is that, about 30 pages long?
It's about that length. It's what's been uncovered, let's say, during the last month or so, plus additional stuff. I'll put Simi Ramis with her seven rays.
Well, I'll tell you, the facts are, and I'll say it, the globalists didn't have prior knowledge. They carried 911 out. There isn't a jury in the world that was honest if you showed them the evidence that wouldn't convict the globalists of it.
Well, that leads me sort of into what I was saying just before the break, and that is because I have been interested, as you are, in who knew what, when, and where, I was curious. There were a couple of Newsweek articles right after September 11th. The first one, September 13th, by Michael Hirsch, and then two other authors, Evan Thomas, the head of Newsweek's Washington Bureau, and Mark Hosenball on the 24th. And so I call up Hirsch, and I say, oh, what about this report that these top Pentagon officials the day before September 11th suddenly canceled their travel plans for the next morning?
For those that don't know, before they got all their lying straight, an early MSNBC / Newsweek actually reported that.
Yeah. So I said the next morning, because of security concerns, to cancel it. And he says, well, what are you talking about? And so I, you know, read him from his own article. He said, oh, yeah. You want to talk to Mark Hosenball? I said, you mean not Evan Thomas, the head of the bureau? No, Mark Hosenball. So I call him up, and he's not there. I leave a message. It's 6:35. He calls back on the 8th of May. And I asked him, I said, if he had found out who the top Pentagon officials were. He said, no. I said, did you not ask who they were, or did you ask?
And that's
kind
of a big deal. The day before, they admit this, and we have Mayor Willie Brown in the San Francisco Chronicle saying, I got a call, home on the flight to New York that day. The London Times reported that Salman Rushdie was banned from flying that month to the U.S. for his, quote, safety. And that's just one small facet of this. It's like Bush being on anthrax, being on the Cipro that fights anthrax at the time. 4 weeks before it shows up in Boca Raton. I mean, these questions, the media is not asking blaring red flag questions. But what did he say? Go ahead.
Okay, he had said no, and then I said, did you not ask who they were, or did you ask and they wouldn't tell you? And he paused for a minute and said, quote, I don't want to talk about it anymore, end quote. So to me, that was extremely revealing.
Yeah, the media, you could have said, oh, it was a mistake, or we don't want to discuss, you know, no, we don't want to talk about it.
Or had he been told not to?
Well, you know, I called Lou Caccioli up. You know, he's one of the firemen that said bombs were going off, the explosions. It turns out that the radios didn't malfunction in the towers. Turns out they've told him to shut up. New York Daily News has reported. They've grabbed all the audio tapes and the video interviews they did. They're even trying to, you know, classify all the whitewash hearings themselves. And I call Caccioli up, and his wife goes, look, we're afraid. We can't really talk. I talk to him, and he goes, look, I can't talk to you. I've been told not to talk to anybody. I mean, our government's calling firefighters up and saying, shut up.
Reminds you of Oklahoma City, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Did he sound scared? I mean, how did he say, I don't want to talk about it?
Nervous. Nervous. Like he wanted to cut it off right there.
And you know, that's just one point out of hundreds that are all documented, like hijackers at U.S. military bases from Monterey, California to Pensacola, and they're being trained and all this stuff. And then it comes out in the news, they admit it, there's no discussion. Or U.S. troops massing in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, tens of thousands of them, with British. Or Bush having launch orders for the war 2 days before on his desk. Or Bush vacationing with the bin Ladens. Or just, there's thousands of points.
Yeah, and that also explains what I may have mentioned the last program. It seems strange to me that back in 95 we were conducting military exercises with not in Leningrad or St. Petersburg or Moscow, but in Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and so on, until you realize that back in 1952, this World Association of Parliamentarians for World Government actually developed a map which said that when the New World Order, the world government would come about, that's one of the places our troops would be policing.
And then Brzezinski, and I'm tired of plugging him, please don't buy the book, folks, but Grand Chessboard, you can read quotes in my book, and I know in Petty's new book, and you can go to the library and read it. But please, I have to keep plugging in. I've given the guy so much publicity. The Grand Chessboard, he's so evil. Founder of the Trilateral Commission says, we need a Pearl Harbor event. We need to be attacked, lots of attacks, for this war for empire, to unify the people for our new world order. You've got the Project for New American Century saying that they're going to do all this. We need a Pearl Harbor catastrophic event. I mean, we've got their own handbooks on how they're going to do it.
Didn't the PNAC people say, whenever they were asked if a war against Iraq would cause the terrorist attack, didn't they all say, oh, no, it'd make it much safer for Americans? And then look at Riyadh and Casablanca.
Well, they're not going to stop. I mean, they need this to legitimize what they've done. It's another smokescreen. Let's talk to Ted in Georgia. Yes, Ted, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on. Dr. Cuddy, how do you spell your name?
C-U-D as in David, D as in David, Y.
Oh, C-U-D-D-Y.
Yes, sir.
I see, fine. I think I, like probably a lot of other people from hearing it, would think it was T-T-Y.
That's the alcoholic beverage. No, that's not it.
Oh, is it? I'm not familiar with that. I have several points, but the most important one is the fact that I believe that the it's not a quick total fix, but it's certainly a vulnerable point on Achilles' heel, and that is the fact that the neoconservative movement has a pedigree going back to Leon Trotsky.
And you brought that up last time. That's public. You've got Crystal, and he's up there. His daddy's the Trotskyite. That's public. These guys are growing government, going after our guns, open borders, supercomputers to China, and the neocon whores on talk radio are worshiping this system. Dr. Cuddy, any comments?
The origin of the neocons of this particular element, and they were the ones who, and I mapped out before, the strategy for getting...
By the way, there was just an article about the neocons, their Strauss guy up in Chicago, this guy who left Germany, is saying he liked dictatorships.
Well, when you go back to Trotsky, let me. Trotsky got an axe in his head in Mexico because disagreeing with Stalin, what he had wanted was sort of the Gramscian approach, where you would attack the culture. You wouldn't be so much a violent revolution, but you'd change the consciousness of people. But nevertheless, it's still a dictatorship. So ultimately, that would be the goal. Yeah, Big Brother.
Absolutely. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I would like to mention this. I read recently a rather startling article that said that Bolsheviks were excluded from the KGB back after 1977, and that 15,000 of them came to the United States. I know that's speculative to me, but I just wondered if Dr. Cuddy had any remarks on that.
Well, there have been various aspects to this, and let me further along what you said. There's always been sort of a coordination and a getting along with various intelligence networks, whether they're KGB types or whatever. But before my time is up, don't just look at it from the left. The dialect, the synthesis has to have the right end too. So what you have is not only your Operation Paperclip type where you bring over the Nazis, but it's important to note, I'll just give one example. In 1944, Sumner Wells, a leading official of the U.S., wrote a book which he was writing in 43, Time for Decision. And in there, he said the right wing, the Nazis, the German general staff had a plan to take over the world. Now, this is long before they're defeated, before Hitler goes. And it would come to fruition in around the 1990s.
And they were going to use mind science or propaganda to do it. And look, murderous people are at a premium. So whether you're a KGB murdering thug or a Nazi murdering thug, the globalists have positions for you because they're having trouble finding all the truly ruthless people they need. And folks, we'd be in a much worse position if they could have the evil folks they needed. That's why they're saying torture and evil's good on the news, trying to mutate the souls of the general public. Would you agree with that, Dr. Cuddy?
Sure. The personnel is the key. They would send underground to two successive countries individuals, and so later you had Kurt Waldheim, the Secretary General of the UN, and somebody named Paul Dickoff, former Nazi, became head of Interpol. What better way to keep up with people in Texas and everywhere else?
Yeah, Waldheim, SS Gestapo officer running the UN from 72 to 82 when it came out. They protected him, and all these liberals and all these minority groups think the UN's going to help you. Yeah, go ahead and take your vaccines. They love you.
Exactly.
It's incredible. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Dr. Cuddy, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Okay.
How long can your voice hold up?
We'll see.
I just want to get a ballpark because I've got a lot of callers want to talk to you, but if you need to go now or in 10 minutes, just give me an idea.
Later, 10, 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll keep you 20 minutes then. Anytime you need to go, know you had throat surgery. We appreciate you. Just get a cold drink of water or lozenges or whatever. We really appreciate you. This is so important.
I got them right here.
All right. I know. I'm a talk show host. When I have a cold or something, it's tough doing 3 hours. Kenny, Bob, and others, you're up next. toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I got some news, current news items, too. I want to get Dr. Cuddy's response and take on. Stay with us.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support, even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net. It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
By now, you've all heard about prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products, the natural product to help men maintain and improve their prostate health. Did you know each year over 400,000 men in the United States alone undergo prostate surgery? Odds are 2 to 1 you'll have prostate problems by the time you're 60 years of age. How do you fight back? With prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products. It's all natural and effective. High-potency prostate wellness active ingredient beta-sitosterol, commonly referred to as the prostate miracle, has been helping men with prostate and urinary problems such as frequent urination and difficult urination caused by the natural growth of the prostate. Call OneSource Health Products toll-free at 888-432-8900 for more information or to place your order today. Prostate wellness also contains zinc, essential for the prostate health, and selenium, a powerful antioxidant that protects the cell membrane and has been shown to decrease the risk of prostate cancer. It's guaranteed to work. You've nothing to lose. So call 1-888-432-8900. That's 888-432-8900. Or visit OneSourceHealthProducts.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is May 19th. Got Dr. Cuddy back on with us. I had him on a few weeks ago. We re-aired an interview Friday, and I have him back on because I want to have him get his knowledge on the New World Order, and I found it all to be very accurate. Now let's talk to Kenny in Wisconsin. Kenny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Hello, Dr. Cuddy.
Hello, sir.
Are you aware of the Paris Peace Treaty, the Peace Treaty of 1783?
Yeah.
Okay. A website for those that do not know where to find it is earlyamerica.com. Now, from another website called findlaw.com, hopefully to narrow the focus of who's in control, I got just a couple of quips. Britain is owned by the Vatican, Treaty of 1213. America is a British colony. The United States, capital letters, is a corporation, not a landmass.
Well, certainly treaties have been signed, but to say that the Vatican runs everything, I'm not a Catholic, I'm not defending the Vatican.
Okay.
Obviously very corrupt, but the point here is that they had wars then. I mean, look at what Henry VIII did. They broke away. There's certainly still agents in control, and you do have different power blocks. In fact, Dr. Cuddy, who would you say is the dominant force or the dominant clique that owns most of the stock in the private banks?
It's tricky because there's a funneling mechanism. A lot of people think it's British, but if you go down deep, there is some Dutch money that actually helped found the Bank of England.
Well, Dutch royalty.
Where Cromwell came in?
Pardon me, sir?
Isn't that where Cromwell came in?
Cromwell was in the middle 1600s, and that's around the Bank of Amsterdam's time. Hmm. And what they did is then after Charles II and James II, when they booted James II out, the Bank of Amsterdam funded the establishment of the Bank of England in the early 1690s, and then quickly proceeded to get them in debt, which was their key control mechanism.
Dr. Cuddy, I am holding in my hand a chart of who, in quotation marks, owns the Federal Reserve. I have no web yet, but I will get a URL. But on the back page it says, source, Federal Reserve Directors, : a study of corporate and banking influence, staff report, Committee on Banking, Currency and Housing, House of Representatives, 94th Congress, Second Session, August of 76. It is drawn out beautifully. It's all bar graph.
No, I've seen it. I've seen it.
It looks like a family tree.
The Europeans own the predominant stock in our central bank.
My opinion?
Sure. Well, we don't have to go off opinion. We know who the families are, but go ahead.
Oh, no. I just wanted to add to this also that the IMF is an agency of the UN, and that's at Black's Law 6th Ed. And that New York is defined in the federal regulations as the United Nations. And when Rudolph Giuliani stated on CPAN that...
We're the capital of the world.
New York City was the capital of the world, end quote. He was correct, and that is found at CFR Chapter 111.
Dr. Cuddy comments to what he's saying.
Taking that one step further in terms of just biblical end times, Revelation 18 and what happens there, and it has to be a port city, and everybody says New York, and everybody says, well, that was the World Trade Center. I don't think so, because when you get around verse 22, remember it says, and a candle would be seen no more, and that would be symbolic of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
So something may be coming up.
Thank you very much.
Amazing information. Let's talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, very good show today. My question's a little bit off topic, but I was wondering if either one of you happen to know what might have happened to Bob Chapman, the gold expert.
No, I don't.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
We've had Bob on as a guest, but he's still writing his newsletters. Basically, he's been criticizing the bankers, and we're a little bit angry with him, but go ahead.
Okay, that was basically my question. You also mentioned on a former show something about when the new money came out, we wouldn't be able to power off our mortgages with the old money or something like that.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve has said they want to phase out the old green money, issue the new colored money, not issue as much of it so you physically can't pay the debt off while driving down the value of that new money and making the old green money worthless worldwide, killing the dollar as a world reserve currency, which they're now doing, bad-mouthing it daily. Dr. Cuddy, any comments?
They must be following the Australian colored money, and unfortunately the way the Australian economy went as well.
People say, but they don't want to hurt the economy. Yes, they do. That's how they consolidate.
They do, but it's a sort of a managed thing. I forget the name of that term. Under Reagan's time, or the end of Reagan's time and Bush's time, they established sort of a what they call a plummet protection team. So they want to drive the stock market down, but then they want to bring it to a halt to give their buddies a chance to get in and jack it up.
Yeah, Davos Switzerland said they want to plunge the dollar, but incrementally. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the protection.
605-9200. Call today.
Up in our final minutes with Dr. Cuddy, current news items and get his response to them. We'll tell you about his great books again before he leaves us. I first want to take a minute or two out to remind listeners that I produce award-winning, shocking, powerful, hard-hitting information warfare devices known as videotapes. And I've made 9 of them, and I've written a book, 911 Descent into Tyranny. And the films are all over 2 hours long. Again, the keywords, professionally produced. The greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslavery, man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order clan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push by the Illuminati to consolidate their global one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 37 minutes to be exact, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalists, their crimes. Learn the master plan for the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. This film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security dictatorship, Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. Now, that's the back cover of Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my newest film. You're nuts if you don't get it. And it's $25.95. I've got also 911, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, two-part films, both over 2 hours long, about who really carried out 911 and what their plan is and how to stop them. They're $20 a piece. When you get 3 or more, order the films today. Don't wait. Get the book as well. Make copies of the videos for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. Get them out to everybody. Toll-free number to order right now is 1-888- 253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net to order. Stand up, be bold, get the films, make copies, spread the word. We outnumber the globalists 500-1. Again, that number, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, make the call today. Get the videos, get the word out. Dr. Cuddy, one more time, your two newest books you recommend and how folks get those, because I have read your prior knowledge book. I haven't gotten the new one, but tell folks how they get them.
Well, the current one is Cover Up, and you should be getting it any day now. I think I put it in the mail to you. It deals with September 11th, the war with Iraq, and a vanishing constitutional rights. The toll-free number, 888-891-3300. And as I said, if somebody wants to read it for free, all they have to do is ask their local library to get it for them.
Yeah, everybody should call and say, I want Dr. Dennis Cuddy's books in the library. I want Alex Jones's book.
That's right.
And tell them how to get them. I really do appreciate that. Now, I want to go over some news items with you. Again, U.S. stocks fall on soft dollar, weak retail, sales, Reuters, and it says Snow says this is good. The new Treasury Secretary, a dropping dollar, and all this is real good. Just any other comments about the plunging dollar? It is a big deal.
Yeah, and it is, like you said, back about an hour ago, that it's a leveling process. You cannot have a one-nation dominant economy. The globalists are active in a world economy.
And they're going to use this to play them off against each other and control them.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like rollerball, where one country's energy and others manufacturing, and they're all controlled by this global syndicate, this corporation.
Yeah, because you're supposed to parcel it out. If you're going to have regional arrangements, then little country X has to have something it can produce. Therefore, you have to limit the U.S. or whatever other countries from producing that if you're going to have this sort of network of trade working. And therefore, you have to destroy certain industries in many countries.
Now, understand, the goal isn't trade. Trade is the gate to control. That's why they're doing this.
Right, and even in the back of my, toward the back of my secret records reveal, I show how back 2,000 years ago, that was the plan. If you
Rome did this. They would only let certain areas produce certain things. I was rereading The Battle for Gaul, written by Julius Caesar, and he talked about how you would only let certain tribes produce certain things.
Right, and in the Middle East, if whoever controlled the Via Maris, that trade route where they had fortified Har-Megiddo, that's Armageddon, they would control the world.
It's amazing. The White House press secretary, a greedy, lying creature, has now resigned. What do you think about that?
It's what you just said a half an hour ago. He's going to go make some money on the book tour and the speaking circuit.
All right, so cashing in. Villagers versus oil giant Ashcroft to the rescue, Asian Times. It says, in a move that provoked outrage from human rights groups here, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft has asked a federal appeals court to effect to nullify a 214-year-old law that has provided foreign victims of serious abuses access to U.S. courts for readiness for redress. They are now changing it where oil companies have gone in with their military troops and killed people. U.S. companies are protected. What do you think about that, or have you heard about it?
No, I really haven't.
Well, it gets into... what they're doing. Ashcroft's Justice Department has filed a friend of the court.
Well, it would fit, though. I mean, because what they're doing, even our Supreme Court is saying we have to look to international law. And so that's going to impact international law, which then will come back on us.
Yeah, so everything's got to go to the UN. And they've got an amicus brief on behalf of California-based oil giant Unocol in a civil case brought by the Miamese villagers who claim that the company is responsible for serious abuses committed by army troops provided security for a company project. You know, the oil company's going around slaughtering villagers. So they've got that. Also wanted to get into the PSYOPs, the Loves Not Manual. That's what it says. The U.S. Army is using Metallica and Barney theme song as instruments of coercion in Iraq. It says in these re-education centers, MSNBC says, they blare satanic music with children's music to shock the Iraqis into submission. What does that sound like to you?
Two things. They played You're No Good, You're No Good to Noriega outside the Vatican building in Panama. And then at Waco, they blared the killing of little rabbits and Nancy Sinatra saying these boots are made for walking and there's going to be a fire.
That's it, and it says the ideas of Sergeant Mark Hadsell is to break a subject's resistance by annoying that person with what some Iraqis consider culturally offensive music. The songs that are being played include Van Diesel's Triple X movie soundtrack and Metallica, and it says, and along with children's songs, well, this is what they're doing to our people. They tell them it's fashionable, they run out and do it.
Theodore Adorno was part of this whole scenario, said fractious music could change the consciousness, and he was part of the Frankfurt School to change America.
And barbs aside, 911 questions aren't going away, Toronto Star, and it comes out where the Bush is saying he's not going to release any of the records on 911 now, no whitewashes, not even with Kissinger. And there are some convenient bombings to distract us. Where do you see this going? Just where 85% of the public knows that they did it a few years from now, just like with Kennedy, but they still just ignore it? I mean, how are they going to get away with this? Because everybody's learning about this, Doctor.
Well, the first step, of course, is what they're doing to the 9/11 report, which is classifying a lot of the material so you can't get at it. The second thing is they have to set precedents, and so you have Clinton with the Monica Lewinsky trial, and in effect, everybody knows he commits perjury, but they've conditioned the American public so that two-thirds of them say we don't care as long as the economy's good, and so if enough time passes, people don't care that there was Operation Northwoods. They don't care that JFK was fooling around. They don't care about anything.
Well, I said many years ago, last few years of Clinton in office, said he's a puppet. I'm not going to make my whole show about how he's a puppet. He's a minion. He's not running anything. He's meant to drag us to the mud. He's meant to get caught doing all of this to condition us, to acclimate us, to accept corruption.
Yep. That's right.
All right. Russia preparing for nuclear attacks on the U.S. and Britain. Newsmax reports Russia will launch a mock nuclear attack against the U.S. and Britain during military exercises over the week. And they're supposedly our big buddies. What do you think of that?
Once again, the plan was if the communist threat were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it had for world government, end quote. Lincoln Bloomfield, CFR, under the Rhodes Scholar Dean Rusk in the early 60s, you have to keep this massive potential threat in the psyche of Americans to make them compliant.
And that's why Clinton gives supercomputers to China, it's bad. Bush takes all the controls off, it's good. That's why you give reactors to North Korea, you got to build up that threat.
That's right.
Here's another one, Big Brother tracking you without a warrant. James Banford in the New York Times admitting that we're totally surveilled by the Pentagon, the Total Information Awareness Network. Isn't this about a chilling effect, though? Because they don't have the personnel to go listen to all that or do anything with it, even with keyword software. But isn't announcing we're being surveilled about creating a chilling effect? Isn't that part of it?
Sure. The psychological impact is probably more important than, iridium or echelon finding out if you use the word bomb at some point.
And imagine billions of phone calls, billions of faxes, emails, even with keyword stuff. It's like coming home and having 10,000 phone messages a day. Even if you could listen to them, they can't track it down. They can't do anything with it. They're telling you they're spying on you while leaving the borders open to train you to accept not having a Fourth Amendment.
But they will also get a little bit bolder. You may eventually have two-way television viewing in your home and so forth, unbeknownst to you. So
Did you know that the new Amber Alert system is really the FEMA EAS takeover system? I've had the FCC on about this years ago. And the new digital cable boxes don't watch you physically. They create digital psychological algorithm databases, very detailed, a lot more than that psychological test they did for you in the Globalist, off your viewing habits. So did you know the digital cable boxes are already literally watching your mind?
At the very least, as I said, back in the mid-70s, they could alter your brain waves remotely. Most people think that you have to plant electrodes. No, remotely they can alter.
Well, that was patented in 1954.
I think in the mid-70s.
Well, there was a device that could project audio into the head in 1954. It was patented.
Okay, that one, but remote by satellite, they can alter your brain waves.
Sure. Now, I have the guy on, it was in MSNBC last year, the CEO. They're already going in. Coke machines that beam an audio beam into your mind. Have you heard about that?
No.
Those are going to be in stores very soon.
Well, prior to that, like I said, they always a step-by-step process. I may have mentioned it before. There's a psychological meaning behind the new ads rather than your cognitive, here are the five reasons to buy Nike or whatever. They create an image of flashing lights, swirling motions that are not ordinarily seen so that your brain changes from thinking to just receiving. So you're receiving constantly during a 30-second commercial images of a particular product, not just once on your mind but many times, so that your mind, when you come to buy sneakers, will buy that product.
Switching off the thinking process. By being conscious of it, that's a big part of the battle, isn't it?
And this has been, the Hindus thousands of years ago used fast flickering candles for the same hypnotic effect.
Well, that's where you get the flashing strobe light or the swinging watch to get somebody lulled into a subconscious state.
And it's really for our own good, according to the current show called The Agency. You may have seen it about the CIA.
Yeah, torture's good. Mind control through TV is good. This is all good for
us. Yeah, the fellow on there is a Mr. Quinn, the bald-headed guy. Well, back in 1980, there was a movie called The Agency, and the guy's name was Mr. Quinn, played by, I think, Robert Mitchum. And he says, oh, yeah, the people want to be controlled. They want to be manipulated, and here's how we're going to psychologically do it.
Well, in your face. Bilderberg convenes in Versailles. The annual meeting of the global elite kicked off mid-May in secrecy. However, two resourceful AFP correspondents were there to greet them, unveiling the world what goes on behind closed doors when the world's most powerful meet, discuss pressing issues of the day. Tucker said on my show in January of last year, he said he was getting it from inside their meetings, that there would be an attack in mid-February or into March. He said it wouldn't be in 2002 like the media was saying. That was accurate. He's been very accurate in the past. He's saying the rift between America and European Bilderberg participants is widening over both the U.S. invasion of Iraq and blind, blank-check support of Israel's aggression against Palestinians. See, I don't really... Tucker's saying that. I think, you know, that's all just surface stuff. These are hotly debated topics at Bilderberg luminaries being filling the posh Palace Hotel May 14th. Another issue, how Bilderberg agendas propose European Union army independent of NATO, and like the other two major issues... This is not a confrontation between Americans and Europeans. All Americans oppose the EU army, but so do many Europeans. Leading in the anti-army Euro faction is Lord George Robertson, Secretary General of NATO. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Robertson is there's and Sutherland. In fact, Sutherland is one that was with Rumsfeld as part of the board of that ABB selling the nuclear reactors to North Korea. So they have their people going all over the place over the years. Robert Mueller was Assistant Secretary General of the UN. What's he doing? Now we've set up not only the University of Peace, but many schools around the country, including Arlington, Texas, based on Alice Bailey's teachings first published by Lucifer. And so there are these key individuals, whether it's Robertson or Gro Harlem Brundtland.
And by the way, every time you track them back, they're not Germans, they're not Jews, they're not Chinese, they're Luciferian Satanist. This is public information. How do they, I mean, this has even been in the news, MSNBC and USA Today admit, oh yeah, they do occult rituals. How do they get away with doing that and calling themselves Christian conservatives?
Because the public lets them. Well, that's not really entirely true. The public has been conditioned. But there was a process to get us to this stage, like the frog in the, you know, the boiling water gradually put to a particular temperature, so you don't notice it until it's too late. So what they do is, as I said, Cecil Rhodes not only wanted economic, educational, and political control, but journalism as well. So through the media outlets, through Edward Bernays and CBS, whatever, they actually control, as one of the people investigating this says, not only what you are told, but what you are not told.
Yeah, that's a big way they lie to us, is by giving you only part of the story.
Right.
All right. Well, Dr. Cuddy, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and Godspeed, and I appreciate all the time, and we look forward to having you back on in the future.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take care. Final segment, I've got a little news blitz for you, about 10 stories I'm going to hit on real quick. Wrap up this live edition of the Alex Jones Show. So stay with me, stay the course. We'll be right back. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Go see the film Matrix. It's got its new age message. The paper here in Austin and the entertainment pages said it's a new religion in America. Well, it's not new. It's Hindu or slash Buddhism or whatever, but overall, the message is there's this other reality. You haven't broken out of it. It's pretty accurate, but you start listing Harris and Kleibold and the sniper Malvo. And I've got a London Guardian story about it, a Times of London article, U.S. killers blame Matrix after random shootings, Matrix firms, films blamed for series of murders by obsessed fans. There are films that use triggers to go out there, but the government doesn't even have to brainwash you now in person. Certain susceptible minds through programming through the culture, your big TV heads, can be activated. I'm not saying the Matrix does that. We know they have these technologies. We know there's key indicators in it. We know that some of the things that Chief Moose said, you know, the duck is in the noose or whatever, is a known trigger. And then Malvo and the other guys show up, Muhammad show up. It goes on and on, but I don't like to speculate. But I'll tell you once I've seen it if I get a chance to see it tonight. Incidentally, this show will be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time on the Global Shortwave at 5.085 and 6890, or at Infowars.com or Net or PrisonPlanet.com. I know I plug the sites a lot, but there's people out there listening on the AM and FM dial or driving through towns or cities who'll never hear the show again, and I want them to be able to hear us and know what they were listening to and tune into the Internet and then hopefully call and get a local AM or FM to pick up the show. If you're listening on satellite, shortwave, or Internet, and not off an AM or FM, call and get us a local affiliate in your area. If you have a local affiliate, tell 10 people a day, I'll do the work for you. I'll have all the guests on, do all the talking. You can get my videos, make copies, give them copies. We can affect change. Just please spread the word about the show and about the affiliates we're on. It is now official. USPLW Rescue was stage managed. And no, that's not some left-wing line. It's just a fact. Let's be honest about it. Last week in Indiana, Bush ordered that everyone take their ties off for a photo op to make it look like Middle America. It's like the boxes with the Made in USA spray painted on them when the Made in China covered up. The point is, it's just overt. This is a theater. This is a facade. Also, Iraqis march against U.S. occupation. There's been more shootings. Now they're shooting them, even if no one throws a rock or shoots a gun. It's horrible. And it's despicable, but the average American isn't even aware of it. And there's more tyranny than ever. They're putting the Ba'ath Party back into control while giving speeches that they aren't. Just incredible lying. About 10,000 Shiite Muslims marched through Baghdad Monday in its largest anti-American protest since the war ended. It's not anti-America. Their signs say, killers go home. And then AP writes the headline that they said they were going to kill Americans when their own AP photo shows the sign clearly saying, killers go home. This is the type of lying. Are you sick of being lied to? Unbelievable. And there's another article here promoting implantable microchips that we all needed. I see these every day. Internet dissident in China gets 5 years. A Chinese computer engineer who was arrested for politically sensitive articles or posts on his website have been sentenced to 5 years in prison. A lot of folks get the death vans. Our government thinks China's the model. The FBI is trying to frame an anthrax patsy as usual. They found a bucket in a river, in a lake, and they say, oh, this is a bioweapons lab, the most weaponized anthrax ever seen, coated in bentonite, U.S. government patent, and they say somebody grew it in a bucket. Okay, folks, that's MSNBC too. A lot of counties and cities in Alaska are passing laws against the Patriot Act. The globalists will carry out more terror and say it's our fault. We need to get the word out that it's them carrying out the terror. I'm out of time. Again, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time during the day. Tell your friends, tune in, stand up with courage. We outnumber the globalists and their minions 500-1. People are waking up. It's easy to demonize the globalists because they are demons, so demonize them.
By now, you've all heard about prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products, the natural product to help men maintain and improve their prostate health. Did you know each year over 400,000 men in the United States alone undergo...